Good evening. I'm opening this meeting of the House Committee on Revenue, Tuesday, February 18th. We have one item on the agenda for tonight. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 4047. Legislative Revenue Office, we have already heard this bill. Is the paperwork ready for us?
Yes, Chair Nathanson. All paperwork is here. Fiscal impact statement as well as a revenue impact statement, and they're all in all of us.
Thank you very much.
Chair Nathanson, I move House Bill 4047 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Marsh moves House Bill 4047 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Kenny Geyer.
Hi, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to be a yes on this vote. I think it's very important that we keep the rate at 1.8 and that at least in the next year or two that funding go to the sources that it's that is written about and is currently formulated. I do think it's incredibly important that we honor our commitments to Oregon 21. I'm excited, hope to attend that, and I know we want to be ready for that. As I mentioned when we first brought up this bill, I feel very strongly that we need to look at the nexus between tourism and housing and how in many of our touristed areas, we have very low, sometimes zero vacancy rate in rentals. We have homeless on the streets. And I appreciate the efforts of the governor to put various ideas forward before this committee, as well as in other committees, to dedicate funding to housing. When I had talked about an amendment, I had talked about doing something that would dedicate that 0.3 difference, not in the immediate future, but in a couple years. I did not put forward that amendment because as I talked to people about it, as you well know, Madam Chair, people have various ideas about whether the funding for housing, if it's dedicated to housing, does it go back to where it's generated? How tightly do you do that? So I am eager to have those conversations about the long-term operations and allocations of the statewide transient lodging tax, as well as the local transient lodging tax, as well as the possible creation of a new short-term rental tax. These are all things that, as you know, Madam Speaker, I think you attended or by phone and had your staff attend a September 20th meeting where some of the people in the audience were also in attendance to start looking at these, and I am very committed, and I know you are, and I know the governor is, and I know the speaker is, and I know the vice chair is, to continuing the conversations about how we can address the housing needs in the state, and in particular the housing needs in our touristed areas, because there's some very special needs in that area. So I'm going to be voting yes for this, and we'll be very eager to continue the conversations about how we meet the housing needs through the various potential mechanisms that we have going forward.
Thank you, Representative Kenny Geyer, and everyone who I speak with is always impressed with the tremendous effort you put in to try to getting things right and for addressing problems that need to be addressed. The work will continue.
Thank you.
Representative Marsh.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to acknowledge briefly a letter that was arrived today and was placed on the record indicating support from the Medford, Jackson County, Ashland Chambers, as well as Travel Oregon and Travel Medford. I think this is a very forceful statement of support from Southern Oregon for the expanded TLT and the investments that we need to make in Oregon 21. We're all hoping those track aficionados come down and visit Shakespeare while they're in Oregon. And the letter also acknowledges the importance of the expanded TLT to our regional travel organizations. And we certainly want to note that we're going to continue to get that support and perhaps more in the future after the investments in Oregon 21 have been satisfied.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Any objections? Motion passes. The carrier will be Representative Marsh. Is there any other work we need to do for the work session on this bill?
I think that's it.
I'm closing the work session on House Bill 4047. There is no other business before us this evening. See you tomorrow morning. We're adjourned.